This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's April 28th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Boys Town, the TV show, is described as a gay desperate housewives that meets Sex in the City. It revolves around the lives of eight men living there in the heart of Los Angeles. In this episode, I welcome the show's writer-director and actor, Ricky Reidling, who portrays one of the characters. Here's a clip.
It's okay, Dad. No worries. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Reed? Dr. Reed?
Yes, I'm sorry, what?
What? Feeling a little bit of romance in the air?
Maybe.
Could you resist someone as hot as you?
Because I'm gay.
What do you want? Stay away from TJ.
What's the matter with you?
Who the hell is your decorator? You need to delete that right now.
And that's a little teaser from the TV show Boys Town. Just search for it on Facebook. I'll be back with Ricky Reidling in just a couple minutes.
I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiz now. That's youtube.com/snowbiz now. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show. Celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And welcome to the show. A cross between a gay desperate housewives and Sex and the City, Boys Town revolves around the lives of eight men living their lives in the heart of Los Angeles.
It's okay, Dad. No worries. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Reed? Dr. Reed?
Yes, I'm sorry, what?
What? Feeling a little bit of romance in the air?
Maybe.
could you resist someone as hot as you?
Because I'm gay.
What do you want? Stay away from TJ.
Better with you!
Who the hell is your decorator?
You need to delete that right now.
And in this episode, I'm about to welcome the show's writer-director and actor, Ricky Reidling. His official IMDb bio reveals he was born in the small southern town of Winder, Georgia on May 15th. He has a birthday coming up. The youngest of four kids, he grew up singing in school and gospel on the local radio station for his local church, doing local theater production since he was a kid. He got his first break when he was 15 when he was asked to audition for Annie Get Your Gun, playing Little Jake, Annie's brother. He won the audiences over with great reviews to follow. Ricky continued acting in various productions throughout his career and finally decided to make the move to California when he was referred to a talent agent by a well-known casting director and appeared in several films. Ricky then decided to start his own entertainment company where he would write, produce, and act in some of his own productions. So welcome to the show, Ricky Reidling. Hey, Ricky, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, Nicholas. Trying to survive the heat out here in Palm Springs.
it's a great dilemma for us. So I love the heat. At any rate, congratulations on the show, and congratulations on your sort of entertainment entrepreneurialism to conceive, create, and get out there your own show. So that's, you know, kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a long journey, but it's definitely been worth it.
Well, tell me about the genesis of the show. And by the way, I think both of us got disconnected from my virtual studio twice. If that for some reason happens during the show, which rarely does, I will immediately play some sort of audio and get you back on the air as soon as possible, just giving you a heads up. So tell me about the genesis of Boys Town.
I started Boys Town actually about, oh goodness, it's probably been about 12 years ago. I did a pilot way back in the day. I woke up one morning about 3 a.m. and I couldn't sleep, and I got this idea for this series. And I ended up writing pretty much the entire pilot that morning. We filmed it on a very, very low budget, and low budget it was. It was pretty much my first project on my own. And, it was basically, I filmed it just to shop it around to the networks. And, I had meetings. There was interest, but nothing ever happened with it. But it went on to great success on DVD, which, I was shocked and actually played a film festival. And so I kind of laid it to rest for many years. And then all of a sudden, about 3 years ago, I decided to just embark on it again. I just felt like it was the time to bring the show back. I felt like this is what we needed. And I had already established a connection with the gay network Out TV in Canada. And when they heard that I was doing another pilot episode, they made a connection with me, and it just kind of took off from there. And it's been wonderful. We're airing in four countries right now, Canada, Belgium, Netherlands, and Sweden, on their network. And we actually just rolled out today on iTunes in the U.S. and Australia.
Well, congratulations. Tell me how people in these countries that you've just mentioned consume the show. Is the network on a regular TV, a cable TV channel in these countries?
You know what, Out TV is, you look at it as like logo for the U.S., but it is a paid channel. It's a gay network, but it's a subscribed channel. Say, for example, if you don't have logo and you have to pay like $5-6 a month for it, that's pretty much how it is. But I believe Canada alone has close, the last count was close, I think around 2 million viewers alone in Canada. And of course, that's not counting the other countries.
Fantastic. Well, that's very exciting. So my guess is that you are gay and openly gay based upon everything I know about you. Would that be true?
Yes, that is true. I've been with my partner now for 17 years.
Okay, well, congratulations. Were you ever wondering if you should be out in Hollywood?
You know, when I first moved to LA, you know, my partner and I, we moved from Georgia to Seattle, and then finally I worked my way down to California. I think it was one of those things, you know, like I said, I've worked with actors. I had worked with actors then that were gay, of course, that was concerned about the stigma that comes with it with Hollywood. But for myself, I never really had too much concern with it. It's just, you know, I just don't understand, and I guess this day and time with so many actors, you know, or well-known celebrities coming out, you know, I don't see it being such a big issue, you know, like it was, you know, so many years ago.
The times, they are changing, as they say, and, you know, as we speak, because this is live on April 28, 2015, oral arguments are happening at the Supreme Court of the United States regarding the case for and against the right of the national federal right of same-sex marriage. And so it just, we live in such a different world than I lived in the early 80s when I was coming out of the closet in my early 20s. And it's just astounding to watch, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally, totally. I mean, I'm like I said, you know, I'm openly gay, and, you know, like I said, I'm married to my partner. We got married before Prop 8 overturned the first time. And, yeah, you know, I'm total 100% supportive, of course, of, you know, everybody should have the right to marry and to be with who they want to be with. So, yeah, I'm 100%.
So you were one of the 18,000 couples that got married?
I was.
In the first window. So you were legally married, and then your marriage was in limbo, and then your marriage was upheld. That must have been an emotional roller coaster for you.
You know, it was somewhat, and you know, like I said, it just kind of makes you angry because, you know, here we are. I mean, I don't know. I don't consider myself, you know, any different than anybody else. You know, it's marriage. You know, this. I was brought up in the South with, you know, this big religious background, and, you know, and for me to be able to understand and accept, you know, it's, you know, I just can't understand why, you know, things are just the way they are in this day and time in the year 2015. I would think that, you know, I would have hoped that I could have seen more progress in this day and time than we have now.
Well, I agree with that, but the flip side of the coin is we are experiencing so much progress in recent years than I would have expected. I think many people are really astounded at how quickly public opinion has changed. Now, like over 60% of Americans support marriage equality. And interestingly, what was the statistic? Only 20% of Republicans support marriage equality, but over 60% of Americans support marriage equality. That was the recent stat that I heard. And, of course, we have people like Laverne Cox, the transgender icon, star of Orange is the New Black, who was on the cover of Time magazine for a story called The Transgender Turning Point. And then this Friday night, Bruce Jenner talks about his transition. That show was watched by over 17 million people. It's a whole new world.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. And, you know, like I said, and I'm glad to see, you know, how far that we have come to progress this time. And hopefully things get a lot easier, you know, than it's been in the past. So,
Hear. I want our listeners to know that the official website is boystown.us, correct? And, of course,
That's
they can
correct.
Go to Facebook and search Boystown. It's all one word, and the B and the T are capitalized. Ricky, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back and learn more about the storylines, the characters, and where everything's headed in Boys Town.
It's okay, Dad. No worries. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Reed?
Dr. Reed?
Yes, I'm sorry, what?
Mike?
Feeling a little bit of romance in the air?
Maybe.
How could you resist someone as hot as you?
Because I'm gay.
What do you want? Stay away from TJ.
What's the matter with you?
Who the hell is your decorator?
You need to delete that right now.
you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV Memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch. Scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift store. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
It's now 11:18 a.m. on April 28th, 2015, Pacific Daylight Time. This podcast remains available in perpetuity, but I wanted to call your attention to that date for historical purposes. And today I'm speaking with Ricky Reidling. He is the writer, director, and actor, and producer, and all-around multi-talented creator behind Boys Town. Ricky, I'm curious to know what online response has happened and how it grew and what most excites you about audience response to your show.
You know, it's been great. I mean, you know, I get a lot of emails from, you know, fans basically from all over the world. You know, especially the countries that we actually air in. But now that we're on DVD, we're on iTunes, and many other platforms rolling out, you know, it gives other audiences the opportunity to actually see the show. So, yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, you know, we have a, like you said, we have a fan page on Facebook, and the wonderful thing about, you know, our fan page is I don't even know probably 95% of the people on the fan page, which is great because it's, you know, to be able to draw in fans from, you know, so many different places, it's been great.
Fantastic. Now, what characters, tell me, because I haven't seen the show, I saw part of one of the episodes, but tell me about a little bit about the plots, the storylines, without giving away too much, and their central characters.
You know, I mean, it's basically based around eight men living in L.A., and I call it a cross between a gay Desperate Housewives and a Sex in the City, because the guys are pretty much always getting themselves into situations that they can't get out of. It's really a lot of fun. You know, you never know what's going to happen from one minute to the next. Writing the show, I have a lot of fun, and my actors are wonderful because they always just, you know, they're just amazing, and they bring it to the table. And yeah, it's each episode. It's kind of like, you know, some you might even call it somewhat of a soap, a gay soap. Some people might call it that because it's like a continuation. You know, and the
episodic
music behind
serial.
It. Yes. And then, you know, like I said, I got a wonderful composer that just, you know, he brings John Gilbert Leavitt that just brings everything together. So nice. So, yeah, it's a wonderful show. And, you know, like I said, it's available on DVD, and we're trying to get airtime here in the U.S., which is the amazing thing because, you know, the show is actually filmed here. So, yeah, it's kind of – it's been just, you know, I still keep working, you know, every day trying to get it, you know, get it promoted. And, you know, it is a really tough business. And
you know, the interesting thing, though, that bodes well for independent producers like you and me is that among youth streaming, online streaming has become more popular than live television, and I think that we're rapidly seeing a shift away from broadcast and cable television, and it's being completely replaced in many ways by the web. But the flip side of it is, I think that we still all hunger for these mass communal experiences where we're watching something at the same time and now tweeting about it. For example, the Bruce Jenner interview broke all kinds of social networking records. It was the highest social network discussed program other than major live sports events like the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, everything is pretty much going digital now. And, you know, there's so many platforms, you know, various options you have now to, you know, actually access these. And, you know, definitely, like I said, you know, coming up on the series is coming up on Amazon. And plus, you know, like I said, there's so many out there. I don't know. It's just a great another avenue versus, you know, watching it on the television screen.
So I want to give a shout-out and acknowledgement to Brad Furr, because we know each other because of him. He's the creator and publisher of GayDesertGuide.com, and that's how you and I met, because I'm a longtime contributor to the site, and you are involved in their marketing aspects. So I'd love to know how you got connected with Gay Desert Guide and also how you ended up in Palm Springs.
Well, you know, my partner and I, we were living in Long Beach, and basically we used to come to visit Palm Springs quite often, and just thought, you know, if we was going to retire, you know, one day, this is where we'd want to end up being. And so, you know, yeah, we ended up buying a place here, and, you know, for me, it's very tranquil here, and it's not, you know, people think, oh, you know, you come to Palm Springs, there's nothing to do there, but it's just amazing. You know, even working for Gay Desert Guide, it's been nonstop, you know, with you know, film festivals and shows, and just every weekend it's just keeps going and going, and then I'm actually waiting for a break. So
well, we've had 2 weekends of Coachella. We recently had the big Dinah weekend for lesbians. The White Party just happened. Stagecoach just happened. We're coming up on the Splash House roving pool parties. We've got Dining Out for Life happening Thursday. There's over 50 restaurants in the Coachella Valley that are participating. If you dine out at any of them on Thursday, a big chunk of your check at the restaurant is donated to Desert AIDS Project. DiningOutForLife.com. So you're right. There's never a shortage of things to see or do here in the desert.
No. And like I said, I you know, I totally love Palm Springs, and you know, I don't regret the move at all. I'm from a small town, and that's what I love about Palm Springs. It has a small town feel, but still, it's just so much to do here, you know. And some we get so much, you know. I see so many new faces and tourists come to town, and yeah, it's great.
One of the things that fascinates me about the desert is that everyone comes here as a tourist destination. A lot of people who come here who are retired and have some sort of fixed income, there are a certain percentage of people that are successful in their own businesses. There are not a lot of high-paying executive positions, and there are lots of jobs in the service industry which are not necessarily high-paying. So I'm actually fascinated by the people who come to the desert that are able to actually land, who aren't retired, that are able to land really good jobs. That are well paying, because there are not a lot of those types of high-end professional jobs in the desert, in my opinion.
Oh, no, I agree with you. My partner is actually a corporate, you know, guy, and he at this point is still commuting back and forth to Orange County for his job. Hopefully that's going to be changing soon, you know, because he was offered another job here. But, yeah, he still makes the commute back and forth to Orange County from Palm Springs every day of the week.
Well, that, I hope he has a hybrid.
Well, actually, he drives to Riverside, and then he takes an express bus, which lets him off right in front of his office. So it's not too bad. We just have very early mornings.
I'm sure. So, Ricky, is there anything you would like to add that we haven't discussed in the interview or even repeat regarding Boys Town, the TV show?
I just want to announce that we were just renewed for another season. And we are in pre-production, and I'm looking to start filming after Memorial Day.
So the show has up to this point taken place in Los Angeles. Any episodes planned to take place in Palm Springs?
I actually would like that. It was actually talked about in my guys in one of the bar scenes from last season about making a road trip to Palm Springs. So that definitely could be in the plans, as I would love to film here.
And how can people support you? Do you have like Indiegogo campaigns or any sort of fundraising or partner opportunities? If people believe in what you're doing,
I don't have any Indiegogo or fundraisers right now. I am looking for some sponsors for the show. You know, like I said, we are going to be back with the network again, but you know, still definitely looking for some sponsors, and anyone that wants to get more information about how to be a part of the show, feel free to go to our website and go to the contact page and just fill that out with your information, and I'll be glad to contact you.
Well, that's really good information for the audience. The website is boystown.us. You can search Facebook for Boys Town, all one word. The B and the T are capitalized. Ricky, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today, and congratulations on all of your success and the momentum behind your show.
Oh, thank you, Nicholas, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. I've been speaking with Ricky Riedland, the writer, producer, director, and actor in Boys Town, a cross between A Gay Desperate Housewives and Sex in the City.
It's okay, Dad. No worries. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Reed? Dr. Reed?
Yes, I'm sorry, what?
Mike?
Feeling a little bit of romance in the air?
Maybe.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November, because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.